And now, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley. Today, my co-host is, once again, Lorette Brashear. She's our new director for the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce starting 2 weeks from today. Welcome,
yes,
Lorette.
Yes, thank you.
So, on our program today, we have our newest chamber members from Leave No Trace. Leaving No Trace. See, I knew I'd mess that up. We also have Yavapai College folks here talking about job training and career preparedness, representatives from the Young Adult Career and Job Fair, going right into that. So stay tuned. This is KQNA's Talk of the Town at 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
And we're back for the first segment of today's show. We welcome our guests, their brothers, Daniel and Raymond Block. I wrote down something different, so we got it right this time. They have a nonprofit organization called Leaving No Trace, and they are our newest members of the chamber, Lorette.
They are our newest members, so we'd like to welcome you to the chamber. Thank you guys for being here today.
Thank you.
Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about Leaving No Trace and what it is?
Leaving No Trace is focused on the cleanup of trash prevention and awareness projects, just to try to keep the environment clean and the watersheds clean.
So how did you guys come up with this idea?
Saw a need and filled it.
Saw a need and filled it. Yeah. Fantastic.
And you started up in Oregon. Tell us about what you've done up there so far.
Yeah. Well, I moved up there about 6 years ago. And then 2 years ago, I started this project because I saw an issue that didn't seem like anybody else was taking care of it.
And so is it just trash all over or trash on the highways? Where do you focus on?
It's trash on the highways, trash on the county roads, city roads, a massive amount of illegal dump sites that haven't been cleaned up there. It's actually really sad how bad it is in Oregon. But the trash problem is everywhere.
Gotcha. And I know that you did something for 8 months, was it, the cleanup?
Yeah, I did a walk for awareness, and I walked Highway 101 in Oregon for 8.5 months. I started at California border, went all the way to Washington and cleaned the coast side of the highway. And then I turned around and went from Washington back down to California and cleaned the other side of the highway, bringing awareness, inspiration, empowering people, trying to get the blinders dropped so they see the issue right in front of them.
Wow. That is amazing. I mean, come on. That 8.5 months, that's some commitment.
I didn't think it was going to take that long. It was definitely the hardest I've ever pushed myself in my
life.
And
so that's your mission as well.
To bring awareness and get the trash cleaned up, try to get everyone involved and everyone connected under the same purpose.
So you talked about Oregon. So what brings you now to Chino Valley, Arizona?
Well, you know, every place needs somebody that cares and somebody that's going to help everyone else be able to clean it up and get programs going. People need leaders.
Right. So we mentioned that you guys are brothers. So one of you guys lives in Oregon and the other one here.
Yes, I live down here in Chino Valley. And we noticed that there was a lot of the natural areas being shut down and closed down to people that were just destroying it. So we needed to be able to do something about that and keep our natural, beautiful areas. We don't need babysitters. You know, we're all adults. Everybody should clean this stuff up, and nobody's doing it. So we decided a branch of Leaving No Trace in Arizona would be a great idea. And
just you're mentioning how you saw things happening in the forest around here where people would go out there to do some target practice, and then they leave their brass and they leave their targets. Somebody else comes along and says, oh, there's a dump. I'm going to leave my washing machine here or whatever.
Yeah, and refrigerators and just everything you can think of, television sets. And then you have the broken glass and the chemicals, and it's not as bad as in Oregon where there's water constantly running through it, but it is, you know, the plastics and everything, all the waterways. You go to Lake Pleasant, you don't find any areas that don't have trash under the water. It's really
feral pigs of a different type, right?
Yeah. Everybody looks at it like someone else is going to do it,
you know. And I also think it's very important. I like to shoot and I do go out, but when I teach my kids to shoot, we police our brass, we police our targets, we try to leave it, like you say, no trace. But unfortunately, we go to a place, there's shotgun shells, there's brass, there's glass, there's beer bottles and cans. I know it's really sad. So what you're doing is very important work here.
And you guys are basically doing it for our kids, to leave something behind, a legacy for your kids as well.
Well, and when we were children, we were all trained to, you know, everybody told us, pick up your trash, don't leave messes, and everybody forgot about that. they decided to stop telling their kids to do it for some reason.
So your emphasis has been in Oregon and locally so far. Have you gone anywhere else? Have you cleaned up California yet?
not really. That's a big project.
That
there.
Is.
Big project.
And you're two guys.
There's four of us working for Leaving No Trace right now, and we've basically been self-funded at this point. And the entire Walk for Awareness, we basically self-funded it, and just to get some awareness and get ourselves out there a little bit and get some sponsorship or something to be able to progress and keep this going. Get it into. We have some people in on the East Coast that called us up and said, "How are you doing this? What do we do to be able to do what you guys are doing?" So
you're getting followers as well. So are you guys training these people? Are you going out and educating them and telling them how to do it to start their own?
It's one step that I would really like to do, because I have talked to them on the phone and I've gave them direction, but I need to be there. I need to hold their hand and get them started, just like a lot of other people that are willing and wanting. They don't feel empowered enough to do it.
Too big of a job to take on.
It is.
Everyone feels like they're by themselves.
So what you're trying to do is to create some awareness of what you're trying to do and looking for some sponsorship dollars. So if there's people who see value in this, they can make a donation to the cause. They can go to your website, which is?
LeavingNoTrace.org.
LEAVEN, like Levin.
Yep.
So Leaving, LEVENNOTRACE.org. Leaving No Trace.
Yeah, we have multiple ways to donate and a sponsorship program on there as well. But I noticed a lot of people, they want to do something and they don't have the time. And that's where I was going to work every day, and when I saw the problem, and it just kept getting worse every time I drove down a road, and it really opened my eyes to the problem. So I put down what I was doing and made this my job.
So are you looking for some volunteers as well to help you with the cleanup?
And when we have different events in the area, we'll definitely be working towards getting volunteers to help us clean up and whatnot. The cleanup that they've been doing along the highway by the airport,
right?
They cleaned it up, and it was 2 weeks later. It did look like it wasn't touched.
Gosh.
So,
no.
You know, they need help out there, too. So
yeah,
it's
the highway
everywhere.
Cleanup. The highway cleanup program has been very successful with a number of organizations participating. But like you say, it doesn't take long for it to get trashed again. That's a sad thing. Now, Lorette, you recently worked with these gentlemen
at the zoo. I had the pleasure of working with them at Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. They helped us out with Earth Day. So they came in. We have an area at the zoo that was called the Shoe. Uh-huh. It's where the little kids play, and it just looked a little rough. Needless to say, it was pretty bad. So these guys came out and helped us at the zoo. Do you guys want to say a little bit about what you guys did?
We just came out and made an area that looked slightly abandoned a little more
only a little
eye pleasing, a little more aesthetic. And the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts helped us out a lot and just brought some materials in and made it so we can put some flowers and maybe some.
They did some
plants.
Really pretty raised beds. They did it all with flagstone. It was gorgeous. And they made rails, just beautiful, like
just livened up the entire area. It really looks
all
nice
natural.
By the entryway as you're coming in. And
it seemed like the kids really liked to be involved with that, too. They enjoyed themselves.
Yeah, everyone did. Thank you guys for being there. They loved it at Earth Day. So, yeah.
So what's next in the area here?
The next step is to work towards getting our funding to work on different projects that we have of awareness and just basically bringing people to the realization to drop their blinders and see that piece of trash they just threw is why it's all accumulating.
Right.
So we're working on our awareness section and just getting out there to many people as we can.
So tell us about a couple of places you found outside of Chino Valley and Chino Valley that are our top prospects, if I may.
There's several areas out in the Perkinsville Valley area. Just a lot of our friends and us all go out there and play, and there's just everywhere you go that you can see that people just left their trash from their camps and whatnot. And so basically the areas that we like to go and take our children to, those are going to be the first.
They'll be your top.
The focal areas. Fossil Creek, the forestry just did a great job out there, but they had to restrict the people coming out. So we'd like to get to places before the government has to come in and
shut it out.
Yeah.
Shut them down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Babysit everybody.
And with community involvement, that kind of stuff can not happen. You know, if people are involved and they report things when they see it and don't just say nothing when you see something fly out a window, you report that plate number. Involvement in Adopt a Highway program and just in your own communities, on your own roads. Because I'm just driving around town. It's getting pretty bad. It's a lot worse than when I was here 6 years ago.
It's not that hard to pack out what you pack in.
Right.
It really isn't. You know, it's not that hard. You just have to deal with a little bit of trash in your car, but you take the bags out with you and you take it back. It's that simple. And if we can change those behaviors, I think we'll have a much nicer place to live.
You always have people that don't care. We just need more people that care.
Exactly.
So tell us again what people can do to help you out. You're looking for donations?
Yeah, we're on Facebook and leavingnotrace.org. There's all sorts of different ways on the Facebook page. You can see the donate. We're working on getting people to donate $1 a month for a year, so that's $12 a year, and that would keep us being able to platform across different states and everything. So
giving online is easy to do, and then we'll try to get some materials out there as you move along, and try to stay out there in the community. You're doing great work, gentlemen.
I know.
We
Thank
really
you guys.
Appreciate it. So we'll
pleasure.
Be right back with our next guests on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley edition. It was with a great show. We're going to cleaning things up to workforce development. We'll be right back.
Hi, drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit CliffCastleCasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Guess what? It's planting time, and Prescott Dirt is the best place to get your planter's mix. Hi, this is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Nothing's more fun than getting down in the dirt and planting your flowers or veggies in deep, dark, rich topsoil. Prescott Dirt's topsoil is dug locally from Willow Lake, and our planter's mix is both topsoil and mulch. What a great combination. Have fun playing in the dirt and making things grow. You can visit either of our locations, Prescott or Prescott Valley, or on the web at PrescottDirt.com.
Dusty house? Hard to heat or cool rooms? Dollars lost through leaky ductwork? Have Gettles High Desert Mechanical test your home for duct leakage. When it comes to high utility bills, don't settle. Get Gettles. A simple duct seal job with AeroSeal will seal the deal and keep that cool air in your home where it belongs. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's GOETTLS. The guys and gals at Gettles get it.
What I like about you.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
And along with co-host Lorette Brashear, our guests this segment are Dr. Carla Phillips, the Associate Dean of the Chino Valley campus of Yavapai College, and Jim Vosko, who is a career coach. Vosko, a career coach, and
changed my nationality.
You know, you could do that with one vowel, does it?
Just don't call him late to dinner.
Yes, and then Carla is also a member of the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, and we appreciate that as well. Welcome. So welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So we're here to talk, you know, the rest of the show today is about jobs, one way or the other, getting ready for them, finding them, recruiting for them, and things like this. And your end of it is preparing the workforce. So tell us a little bit about what you're up to today.
Well, today I'm up to all kinds of things, but in preparing workforce, I have to say that we have had more people in the past year show up. And say employers that are saying we need a workforce. And these are in the trade industries, in the construction, CDL drivers, manufacturing. They're coming to us and saying we need people. And so we've been developing very customized programs and working with Jim, our career coach, to get paid internships and working with other funding sources just to meet the workforce demands of the community.
You know what we're finding, as you know, my job is economic development for the town of Chino Valley with a little chamber on the side, but what we're finding is that a majority of jobs that are available require some sort of training. They don't require a college degree or a master's degree or anything like that, but most of them need you to know what you're doing, and that's what you do, is you prepare people to know what they're doing for a lot of jobs. There's a lot more jobs out there these days than there are workers, it seems.
That's exactly the problem.
Yeah. Yes. That's always been a problem over the last year, and working even with internships, more and more companies want and need people, and we don't have enough students to fill that need. And you also have to look at the culture between what the individual brings to the job and how they fit into the culture of the company. So they may have a certain skill set, but There's that other piece that also has to be looked at for individual companies. So otherwise, I try to balance that.
Otherwise known as fit. Yeah. And, you know, and smart employers spend a lot of time finding the right people that fit in their culture. But we find that not only are there specific job skills, you know, some of the fields, I know you're starting a program this summer to prepare CDL drivers.
Yes, there's a huge commercial driver need, not only in the state and the nation, but just locally. Again, we had employers coming to us. They're running a CDL roundtable. They're just trying to find where they can get that workforce, how they can get them trained. So we have that class. Now, a big barrier is you have to entice people out of other jobs because we're practically at full employment. And so the funding is a real key here, and the pay. And we're getting together some federal funding to pay for the training and paid internships and some other internship sources that Jim has.
You know, you look at the CDL need, if you look in the newspaper, which is the old school traditional way to recruit, seems like there are four or five every day just in the Prescott Courier looking for CDLs starting at around $20 an hour or so with benefits, and some of them have stated that they'll help train.
Yes. And they've been trying to do that, and it's very difficult, especially in CDL, because you still have to have a certified provider to give the exams. You still have to have a nice tractor trailer rig to do the exam in. So there's some challenges that we're solving and putting together for that summer training. I had an interesting comment from someone who works in the construction industry as a drywaller, and he said, yes, there's a huge problem with finding workforce. And he said, but you know what? We're partially responsible for creating that. He said, when we grew up, even though we made a great living, great career in this industry, we told our kids, go to college.
Right, we
should
have.
Go to something else. We raised a generation of people that now have bachelor's and master's that can't find jobs, and we have nobody in the skilled trades.
That's true.
You know, along that note, it seems like, and I don't want to bash education per se, and I'm an educated person too.
Yes.
But it seems that our universities were promoting majors, so there's no jobs. They continue to offer programs where young people can't make a living, and it's nice to see that the community colleges across the nation are reacting and trying to prepare a workforce for the type of jobs that are available. Hint, Jim, that's for you.
Well, thank you, sir. The programs I work with always result for students having good paying jobs. Working with one company, they were looking for diesel technicians, and they're working on a Department of Labor model that they're developing. And I talked with them 2 days ago to start finalizing things. They did hire two of our current students. They indicated, yeah, we'll work around them. As students, they're starting off at $18 an hour. When they finish their program, they'll be at $24,
$25
an hour.
So why are people still taking jobs at $10.50, $12 an hour when these are available?
Good question. Working with another company, we do what we call a preview day, or with the Baghdad Mine, we do preview days. Mm-hmm. And they come in, and they're still limited as far as how many people they need, but there's still certain elements that they have to have in place. So good math skills is one of them. Being able to comprehend something that you're reading, follow instructions, stuff like that. I just recently got involved with the state organization for ACT, who develops the work keys, which is an assessment piece that helps identify skill sets and the levels for jobs in the country. And it's a opening door in 28 states, I believe it's 28, that if you don't hit a certain level, don't even fill out the application because you won't be qualified. Now, there's ways to increase those skill sets and then come back and apply down the road. But initially, you have to know how to do certain things. If, you know, you can't do basic math skills, you're in trouble in this industry.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's perception, too. They think somehow these trade jobs are, you know, not for them. It's not a good career. It's not a place you want to spend your life. It's maybe something you start as an entry level. But yet the people who have made careers in this, I mean, we have a line work training program. And, I mean, people spend 30, 40 years in that industry because it's an excellent career with great benefits and excellent pay. And it's an exciting life, too. So.
And there's a shortage.
And there is
right.
a shortage.
There's a shortage. There's a demand for workers. And that's why we're here. I mean, we're looking at, you know, a lot of the trades. Electricians, there's a shortage of. Plumbers, there's a try to find a plumber when you have a leak at your house.
Yes. That's...
You know, it's crazy. And they're making $100 an hour as a business person. That's what their rates are. You can rest assured they're pocketing a big part of that. Carpentry, you know, you have my college has always had something in carpentry, but now they're working just focusing on training workers to work for contractors and build homes and businesses.
Yes, we met with the Yavapai Contractors Association and learned what their needs were. We've developed a training program we're calling Basic Carpentry 1 and Basic Carpentry 2, but it's essentially building a house from step 1 all the way through to the finish. All of those basic skills, they're going to be working with the local contractors and doing 2 days a week in the classroom and 3 days a week out on the job with the builders.
So they are getting training and everything.
Getting
going
training,
hands-on
getting paid,
training.
Getting work experience.
Right.
That will be starting up this fall. But again, the challenge is going to be finding the people that will actually come in and get this training and get this pay and launch this great career where there is a need.
You know, moms and dads still say, I want my kids to go to college. Well, this is college, but it's just targeted to get you employed, not just a degree. And getting a degree, I think it's great. I enjoyed my college years. I have a master's degree. I was blessed to be able to apply it and work. But there's just a lot of young people today who don't have that. In fact, there are master degree persons going back into some of these career programs,
right.
aren't there?
We see them all the time coming into our programs.
Right.
They want something that they can do more hands-on. They want to be more fulfilled. They're seeing the pay is higher. And, you know, the pay is really critical right now, again, because people are mostly already employed. And Jim has really set up some very good partnerships to create internships and has some good success with that. And that's what we're working on now with the construction and the CDL is to get those going. I don't know if you have more to share on that.
One of the things that I kind of focus on when I'm talking with students is to help identify where their interests lie. There's assessments that I use, some real quick and easy ones, to give me a clue as far as, okay, you like to work with your hands as opposed to being more social or artistic. So if you like, most of the programs that we do at Career and Technical Education Campus are mostly hands-on. They're also enterprising. They're also investigative because you're solving problems, especially like electrical and instrumentation. It's troubleshooting aspects. So as you're moving along in these areas, people that have certain skill sets succeed very well, and they make excellent money. We have some E&I people after being out for 5 years are now making $130,000-$140,000 because of overtime.
I think this
E&I
is great.
E&I is electrical and instrumentation. Since he's throwing you an acronym.
We appreciate that.
Thank you. I think this is such a great opportunity, especially for anybody, you know, anybody. I'm a working girl, and I've also went to college, but my brother was quite the opposite. He tried attempting college and failed 3 times, and then again somebody sat with him and said, what are you good at? And he was good with his hands and memorization and math, and so now he's actually in the electrical field and did more of that, and he's doing fantastic. He's doing really well. So it's kind of, you know, coming up from that upbringing of college, and it just wasn't for him.
Right.
Well, four-year college, because what we do is
right.
four-year college.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
He did that,
It's still, but it's a different...
Absolutely.
Different focus as far as
absolutely
the
it was a great focus for him, especially learning contracting and electrical, and until he found his niche, and now he's the happiest guy alive.
You know, if you find My job is to bring industry into our community, into Chino Valley, but they need people to work for them. There are more jobs than there are workers, which sort of complicates economic development just a little bit. And so knowing that Carla and Jim are around and available, so if somebody comes in with a niche that needs some specific training, then they'll be there to try to help that. Otherwise, we're going to have to recruit the workers from California as we steal their businesses, right?
And that's part of it. Right. Part of the issue that I think you have is when you're talking with companies, one of the first questions is, what workforce do you have that we can tap into? And if you can't say, we have workers that are trained and qualified, that becomes a harder sell for you to get them to make the move.
Right. And basically, you just have to be willing to learn and work hard. Right. And if you're willing to learn and work hard, learn that trade, there is no reason you shouldn't be employed these days.
You'll reap the benefits. And something that we also see a lot is we'll get people come in, they'll take our 1 year or 2 year program, they'll get employed, very well employed, but that gives them the income and the resources to continue with college. Mm-hmm. So now they can work on buying their home and getting things going and keep continuing on with their college and eventually get that four-year degree and a master's and beyond.
Right. They learn that trade. They find themselves very good at it. Yes. And then they want to go into business for themselves. So that business degree might be important for them. Mm-hmm. Or, an associate degree nurse may want to go and earn their BSN. And, an associate degree nurse is starting around $30 an hour these days, from what I recall. So, it doesn't, you don't have to have a bachelor's or a master's degree to have a very good starting income. In fact, your starting income with some of these skilled trades is actually better than it is for, knock on wood teachers and some of those others. You know, they bust their rears to get their degree and then they go to work for $28,000 a year.
Yes.
So, and they don't get overtime.
No. Right, exactly.
Exempt position. So this is informative because our next segment we're going to be talking to folks who are putting on a young adults career fair. But in the little bit of time we have left, there's a new program that's been developed, and it's being presented by the Arizona Office of Economic Opportunity, and it's the Arizona Career Readiness Credential. Have you guys heard a little bit about that yet?
Yeah, I've been working with the ACT Career Readiness, and this is kind of a takeoff on it. So it kind of relates to what I was talking about a little bit earlier with building certain skill sets in applied math and having certain levels that apply to the jobs. And you can coordinate certain jobs with certain levels. So like a lineman program that I work with ACT, they need level 4 across the board in applied math, locating information, reading for information. Other programs may need a 4, 5, 4.
Right.
So, and this is a takeoff on that. And
yeah, I think they use bronze, silver, and gold or something like that. Same type of concept where you have a psychologist, you're working on the specific skill set needed for a job title. What they're working on are skill sets needed for all jobs, the types of communication and critical thinking. Critical thinking you don't see as much as you'd like to, or basic math skills, the ability to look somebody in the eye and talk to them, communication, so on and so forth. So there's a whole lot going on here. We're pretty excited. In fact, we'll have that as a topic of one of our Chino Valley Chamber luncheons coming
up. Just real quick, too, if I was a student and was interested in this, how do I get a hold of you guys? What do I need to do to get into the workforce?
Well, the fastest way is to go to the website, www.yc.edu/CTE. You'll see all the programs and the contact info.
CTE stands for?
Career and Technical Education.
Well, that's about all the time we have this segment. We'll be back in a few minutes for our last segment of the day, where we'll be talking about our Young Adults Career and Job Fair. Carla, Jim, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
The view. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com. Affinity
RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Courtesy Auto Sales,
Warriors Heating and Cooling,
Prescott Brewing Company,
You Pick
Heritage Memory Mortuary,
Yavapai Heating and Cooling,
Buc-ee's and Yavapai Casino,
Quality Collision,
Cable One,
National Bank of Arizona,
Prescott Dirt,
Home Furnishings Direct,
M-Co,
Bradshaw Family Dental,
Yavapai Block,
Wallach and Volk,
Yavapai Regional Medical Center,
and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
D-backs host the LA Dodgers
Monday at 6 p.m.
on AM 1130,
99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley,
and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
KQ&A.
Me out to the ball game.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. A wanted felon is now in police custody. The arrest of 51-year-old Paul Phillips took place at around 4:30 Friday afternoon.
Paul Phillips was wanted by law enforcement for an outstanding felony warrant for aggravated assault, which had a bond of $25,000. Multiple counts of aggravated harassment and multiple counts of stalking.
Prescott Valley Police Sergeant Jason Kaufman says multiple law enforcement agencies were involved in the arrest in the Poland Junction area.
Prescott Valley Police Department, the Arizona Department of Public Safety, and the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office. No one was injured during the course of the arrest.
At the time of Phillips' arrest, he was found to be in possession of multiple firearms. The Prescott Valley Police Department had a total of 8 open cases on this suspect, who was booked into the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office detention facility in Prescott. Chip seal work starts today throughout Yavapai County, so prepare for possible delays.
Earth Resources is working with the Yavapai County Public Works Department on chip and fog seal operations. Affected areas include Highland Pines, Ho Kay Gon, Hootenanny Holler, Williamson Valley, Walker, Verde Village, and the village of Oak Creek. Construction will include placement of the seals and striping on various roads. Public Works officials say the chip seal is a rapid-moving construction method. One lane of traffic will remain open at all times, but drivers may encounter lane restrictions, reduced speeds, and flagging operations. Construction is scheduled to run through June 14th. I'm Dave Fone reporting.
The Arizona Diamondbacks have become the first team since the 1907 Chicago Cubs to win 9 series in a row after a 4-3 win in 10 innings against the Washington Nationals yesterday afternoon. The Diamondbacks start a 4-game series with the Los Angeles Dodgers at 6 tonight, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clouds roll in tonight for a chance of spring showers this week. Expect an overnight low of 42 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 58 tomorrow and a high of 54 on Wednesday. 50 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Tuesday of 69 and a high on Wednesday of 63. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
Along with co-host Lorette Brashear, incoming director of the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. And we also have with us the JFQ, the job fair queen, Catherine Anderson from the Regional Economic Development Center and Small Business Development Center at Yavapai College, along with Cheryl Gillum from the Arizona at Work office. The last segment, we talked a lot about job and career training, and let's talk about some jobs now. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Excellent.
Yeah. So we have something coming up on May 16th. Tell us a little about it.
Well, on May 16th, we have the Young Adult Career and Job Fair that is geared towards our youth ages 16 through 24. This is a different kind of job fair than our previous ones, where it's a combination of jobs and resources, as we want to better prepare our young adults for the future. We want to help them with resume tips, interview skills, just how do you prepare when you're going to meet that employer face to face? How do you dress? How do you, what's the best questions to ask? Just exactly what do you do?
You know, we find too that it doesn't matter what your age is. Common sense isn't necessarily common. Or sense isn't necessarily common. And so teaching some of these job skills are very important. Presentation, appropriate attire, how to look somebody in the eye, even how to shake somebody's hand.
Yes, correct.
Right?
So, and it will be at the, it'll be from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Yavapai County Juvenile Justice Center, which is where?
It is at 1100 Prescott Lakes Parkway in Prescott, and it's going to be in the lawn area of the Juvenile Justice Center. I just want to clarify that.
Yeah, not behind the bars.
Not behind the bars.
Not in the courtroom.
Not in the courtroom. Not in the building at all. It is in the lawn area. I know some people, when they hear the location, they think, oh, my gosh, this is just geared towards problem people. So, and it's not.
And so if you don't know where that is, if you know where Pinnell, where the Prescott Lakes Parkway is going towards from 89 going towards the mall, it's the roundabout. It's that one roundabout right there.
It's near the Humane Society, right?
Yes, the Humane Society.
Right. Yeah, not far from the Humane Society, a little further up the road where the roundabout is. And so why did we select that location? I was asking Cheryl that earlier.
Well, I was going to defer to Kathy, but the Justice Center is a partner of ours in you know, presenting the job fair in the area. So that's one of the reasons, and they're helping us out in ways that you can't imagine. We actually get the little grassy knoll out there. We're getting it for free, so that's a huge help that we don't have to rent out a facility
or, you know, find a way to house the job fair. So it's a unique location in that this is the only job fair in the area that we do outside. So we're encouraging the employers and the resources that come to bring canopies and sandbags to hold the canopies down. But it's unique in that it is outside, but it allows us to do something a little bit different for the youth in the community, the young adults, where we have a van that comes and plays music. So, you know, it makes it more of a festive environment. I mean, you could blow bubbles and fly kites and, you know, do whatever out there on the grass, but it adds to that festive nature of it. And I think that it helps to kind of bring out of the job seekers what's needed, because when you make it more comfortable like that, they're more likely to show, and they're more likely to want to strike up a conversation about, you know, here, you know, how do I write a resume? Can I schedule a mock interview with you? That kind of a thing. So I think it's very conducive to the type of job fair that this is.
So now, is there a theme? I hear there's a theme of sorts. That was one of the questions, anyhow.
Yes, we do have a theme this year. It is investing in our local community, starting with the leadership of tomorrow, our youth.
Ah.
Yes.
That's a long theme, but it's a great one. So you have some sponsors, but more importantly, I think, to those who are job searching, or what kind of jobs will be represented there? Who are some of the employers coming?
Well, we have 24 employers/resources that will be there at this time, because people are still registering. Right now we have Ace Hardware, AmeriCorps, Arizona at Work, Arizona School of Integrative Studies, Arizona Supreme Court Yavapai Adult Probation, AmeriCorps, Big Lots, Brookdale Prescott, Caring Presence, City of Prescott, Elwood Staffing, Goodwill Retail Stores, Grand Canyon National Park Lodges, Mountain View Manor, Prescott Fire Department, Prescott Pines Camp, Res Care Home Care, SC Audit and Accounting Solutions, Superior Industries, The Finn Restaurant at Touchmark, The Meadows of Northern Arizona, University of Arizona Office of Admissions, U.S. Army Recruiting, Yavapai College Career and Technical Education Center, and Yavapai County Human Resources.
Wow.
It sounds like a good variety. There's seasonal positions there up at the Grand Canyon and locally. There's caregiving positions. And there's some more career-type employers that are coming, it sounds like, as well, that sort of fits into what Jim and Carla were just talking about, is getting the training to move on to a fairly high-paying job. That is awesome.
What's some of the things I can expect once I get there? You know, if I was to get there, what do I do when I get there? Do I have to dress a certain way? What's going to happen when I arrive?
Well, we strongly encourage our job seekers not to show up in pajama pants and bunny slippers.
Perfect.
But we are very casual in this area.
Okay.
So, you know, business casual is totally appropriate. So a polo and some, you know, khaki, nice slacks and, you know, some...
Should I already bring a resume?
Not necessarily, because there's going to be resources there to do resume critique if you already have one, but also help you get a resume. There's going to be people there that teach workshops on resume writing and interviewing with confidence, that kind of thing. That's one of the things that I do to help people with their interviewing skills and their resume writing skills. So it kind of depends on what their starting point is. If they already have a resume, we can do a resume critique. If they don't have one, that's totally okay too, because they can set an appointment to sit with somebody to work out and get a resume. If they have no experience in only education, we can do a transferable skills resume. There's lots of options out there, even if they don't have
so
any experience.
I don't have to be scared if I don't have a resume anything. I can just show up and
Absolutely.
You guys will help me.
Absolutely.
So if they have a resume, what if they just bring it on paper or bring a flash drive? Would they be able to edit it?
If they want a resume critique, probably show up with it on paper is best. But even if they have one and they don't bring it, they can set an appointment to sit with somebody in an office situation and they can go over the resume with them.
And a lot of jobs are only available online. The application is online. It's sometimes a very painful process, having been in the job market not too long ago at my ripe age of... It just sounds like it's a great opportunity. Are any of the employers actually hiring this time?
Oh, many of these employers are hiring. We have about 200 positions
right now that are will be open through these companies. So it's a great opportunity to come and learn some skills, to look at future careers that will be available. And Jim Voska, who was just in here, he will also be there to talk to the job seekers / students / just people that are interested.
Yeah.
About possible careers that you could have with these companies and other companies.
Do you have to be a large employer to go there? And is it expensive for an employer to sign up?
It is $50 to sign up and $30 for a nonprofit. So I don't think that's expensive at all.
Not at all.
If you put an ad in the paper or some of the online postings, it costs more than that. And you're not guaranteed who's going to be there. You have people looking for jobs coming to this.
Yes.
Yeah. And didn't we have an entity that stepped up to pay a portion of the registration fee for?
Oh, yes. I just totally drew a blank of what they were called. Oh, yeah, the Yavapai Contractors Association. Sorry. I have all these acronyms in my head. For businesses that are part of the Yavapai Contractors Association, I believe that they are paying half of their registration fee.
For members of the YCA. Cool.
Yes, a tremendous need in the area for people who are going to work in construction and that kind of a thing. So it's a great place for employers and job seekers to meet up.
So employers can still sign up by contacting you at yc.edu/...
REDC.
REDC for Regional Economic Development Center. So we have probably a half a minute left. So tell us, why don't we just recognize some of the sponsors real quickly, and then we're going to have to close her up.
Okay, sponsors. Goodwill of Central and Northern Arizona, Arizona at Work, NACOG, Yavapai Broadcasting Corporation, Mountain View, Elwood Staffing, Yavapai County, Yavapai County Education Services Agency, U.S. Army, and Yavapai College.
Okay, I was hoping you'd get Yavapai College in there.
Of course I'd get Yavapai College in there.
Well, JFQ Catherine and Cheryl, thank you both so much for joining us today.
It's
hopefully
a pleasure.
We'll have you back next week to talk a little bit of how much more employers are coming, and we'll be back with a few final words in just a minute. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Money back from Gettles? Listen up, because this is a cool deal. Earn up to $1,700 in possible rebates with Gettles, the premier Lennox dealer in Northern Arizona. The guys and gals at Gettles can help you put cash in your pocket with huge spring savings on a new central AC system. So call now to schedule your free in-home evaluation. 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's GOETTLS. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit CliffCastleCasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
Well, we're back with co-host Lorette Brashear, and we just sort of want to wrap things up and tell you some of the great stuff that's happening at the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. Among the most important and most exciting is our new director who starts on May 14th.
May 14th,
2 weeks from today, I believe that is. I'm counting the minutes.
I am, too. It's going to be super exciting. I can't wait to start.
You know, I watched you work this weekend, and we had a wonderful event with the Lioness Club. The Lionesses took the lead, and the two leaders of the Lioness Club are Patty, who's the vocal one, and Lorette. And we love you, Patty. We really do. And Lorette, who just sort of shook things up and brought a new idea to town, and it was a resounding success.
It was. We first off, I want to say thank you to everyone who came, and thank you to everybody. It was such a great success, and it was so much fun. We had a great time. People came out. We were able to have wine and food, and our vendors, a thank you to everyone that was there. They enjoyed themselves.
When we first started planning for it, I remember you presenting with the Lioness Club to the board of the chamber, and you said, well, we'll consider this successful if we have 120 people.
Right.
So what is the estimate of how many people came?
We had about 350.
350 people showed up. You know, pre-ticket sales were, what, 250, 270 in that range?
Yes. It was about 270 around in that range, and then we had just more at the door. Yeah. So we had
what a great event. A special thanks to Brad Newman. His entertainment was phenomenal. You know, a special thanks to Susie Bergen, our host.
Yes, at Earthworks.
What a beautiful facility Earthworks is, and what a gem for Chino Valley. If people have not been there, you need to make a point of going there. You know, it's sort of like Waters is sort of like Earthworks on steroids. You know, it's the same feel, that same homey feel, the same great advice, and it's right in Chino Valley.
Right.
So it's a, you know, and I think the world of Waters, they're also a Chino Chamber member, and we went to the mixer there a couple weeks ago.
Absolutely.
So Susie says she's hosting a mixer in September.
Fantastic. I can't wait.
So we'll get those people out there again. But for the last minute or so, I just want to bring your attention to stuff coming up. This Wednesday is our monthly luncheon on May the 2nd at 11:30 at Gabby's Conference Center. It's our banquet room. We have from Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Chief Operating Officer Larry Burns, and Chief Medical Officer Dr. Anthony Torres talking about their plans for Chino Valley.
And on May 12th, we have our Area Rotary Club's Casino Night, and that's going to be at the Rodeo Grounds.
And come find me if you need tickets. We still have tickets available for that. On May 15th, we have a mixer to be determined, but...
But we're hoping Mr. Jeff Champ, you'll let us have it at your location.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Yes, on June 6th is our next monthly luncheon with guests Pam Pierce and Laura Norman from West Yavapai Guidance Center.
And on June 16th is our annual Bob Cacker Memorial Golf Tournament.
And then I just want to spend the rest of my time talking, going all the way back around in a circle to careers. You know, we should have a mixer on June 19th, but on July 11th is our monthly luncheon with representatives from the Arizona Office of Economic Opportunity, talking about the new Arizona Career Readiness Credential. So with that, we are going to sign off today from this week's edition of Talk of the Town Chino Valley at KQ&A on 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, 1130 AM, and always on the web at kqna.com. See you next week.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.